There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone. It is the build-up show. Liverpool travel to Wolves on Thursday for some reason. It's like a flashback to the Europa League. But life's better than that. And it doesn't get much better than the people I'm joined by. I've got Chris Pajak, I've got Adam Rowan, I've got Jack Gill in the studio with me for this one. Chris, look, it's been a few days since the Man United game. Time to check out whether we've jinxed it all by singing we're going to win the league.
We haven't jinxed it at all.
Oh, no. But it's time to find out whether we have or not.
No, we'll only find that out if we win the league. We won't find that out on Thursday.
Oh, no, but if we lose, Chris, then that will be unequivocal proof that everything's fucked.
There'll be a fella right back in your armbox. You see?
Yeah!
You see what you've done?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, honestly.
I don't think a fat lad with glasses singing we're going to win the league has any effect on this football team. And the person I'm talking to is me.
Okay.
And about is me. I don't think it has any effect whatsoever.
No, I've tested this
theory out over 30 years. I've tried wearing the same pair of socks, not for the full 30 years.
Okay,
season by season.
Yeah.
I've tried wearing the same shirt. I've only got one shirt that's unbeaten, actually, still. And I do save that for special occasions. But because I'm still testing the theory out. But really, we've won this league. And we'll probably beat Wolves on Thursday.
Yeah. I can literally feel in through the future, through time and through the screens, people just like just clenching up at the thought of it.
It's basically they're doing what they did when Simon Mignolet was in goal and we passed the ball back to
There's some fella watching this on his phone stood on his kitchen table because a black cat's got into his house. Just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, this is it. This is the world we live in. No, look, the Man United game's done, Adam. We've had a great time. We had a great time talking about it on the final word. I've enjoyed every single moment of social media and all the fallout and reaction to it. It's been glorious. But this is the point. And this is what kind of Klopp was keen to stress post-match. And we referenced it at the time. We can sing whatever the fuck we want. And we should be enjoying our time. We absolutely should. Because we'd be weirdos if we weren't enjoying it. Because what's the point? If you can't enjoy it, then footy's not for you. You might as well not. You're never going to get any enjoyment out of life. But it's another game coming up now, you know. And it is back to the. It's back to the grind. It's back to picking ourselves up. It's back to treating it like one game a week, etc., etc. Yeah. And
which is fine for footballers. I'd absolutely be okay with the footballers thinking like that.
But it's true
as fans when you've won 21 of 22 or 20. Whatever it is, I don't even keep up anymore. I can't. Yeah. It's almost impossible.
But the point is more that it's just one of the. It's another game. It's another thing to think about. It's another difficult team that we're going to have to play. Beating Man United and all these games hasn't. It does have an impact on this because we're boss. you can't take away the fact that we are amazing. But yeah, look, it shouldn't be underestimated. Is the point because that's the point that is worth pointing out. None of us is going to go into this game like we're saying it's done. It's done and dusted. Still going to go, still going to sing and clap and cheer and all that kind of stuff.
Sat here last week doing the build-up show, and for the first time ever, he said we were going to beat Man United 5-0. And this is your dad, the most level-headed fan ever. He's seen it all, and he went 5-0. And kept a straight face about it. So when we come up against Wolves...
Yeah. We shouldn't expect anything less than Liverpool to put a good performance in. But the point is that Wolves are a team that have given us plenty of trouble in recent years.
I think they gave us the hardest game of the season so far at Anfield.
Yeah.
It was not a fun game to watch, really. It was a fun game to get out of with a win.
Mm.
you know, I expect Liverpool to win every single game we play in now because we're that good.
But the point I'm trying to drive at with all this is that there's no show. If we just go, this is done, we're going to win, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We do.
But viewer retention would be like quite good because everyone would watch 100% of the video.
30-second build-up shows. Yeah. But that's the point. Is that we have to, for the algorithm. We have to drink the Klopp Kool-Aid on this and we have to look at it as what it is. And it shouldn't be underestimated. As you say, the game was a hell of a game at Anfield. They've beaten City twice now this season, is that right?
Yeah. And Mahrez started both games.
Unlucky.
By the way, if John Henry ever watches your content, you do know he's just written down the words Klopp Kool-Aid and give them a bell. Like, we franchise this for, for the club store. Not an easy game. Hate to go with the cliche, but, you know, a banana skin is what this would be described as in any other period in Liverpool's history. But, you know, we've got to be confident going into every game because we're the best team on the planet. However, they've got the players to cause one of the best teams on the planet enough problems to beat them twice in the season. So, you know, I'm not expecting us to go there and bounce them all around the place and have a really comfortable game and win it 3-0 or even score two early goals and just be fine for the game. Like we were against Sheffield United where we were like, you know, we just kept them at an arm's length. I don't think we're going to do that to Wolves. I think, you know, they'll get chances. I just expect us to get a few more than they do and to take a few more than
this
they
is
do.
The thing, I kind of make the reference for Jack because I spent the final word taking the piss out of all the anxious people about Liverpool and those jinxing things and all that kind of stuff. Like, so I'm trying to look. I want everyone to have as analytical experience as possible. So I want everyone to kind of enjoy it. So it is right. I don't want to look. There's no point in us sitting here and be pricks about it. You know, sit here and denigrate Wolves. Wolves are having a boss season. They're a very, very good side. But it also doesn't discount from the fact that Liverpool have been great. Liverpool are where they are for a reason. What we've got going for us going into this game, more than we've had perhaps in the game at Anfield, is we've got options again. All of a sudden, we've got options to rest, options to rotate. That they've got what they've got, I think, and I think it probably does slightly favour us just in terms of the fitness and the freshness.
Yeah, they've had a lot of games all season as well, haven't they, Wolves? I think they've played the most games in the league, obviously with the Europa League as well. Mm-hmm. It is one of them that you look at it and you think, oh, could be potentially a banana skin, but it's like you say at the minute, I don't think any game's potentially a banana skin for this Liverpool side because we're just so good and every team we play against, we just seem to blow them away. And it's,
yeah.
I really like Wolves. I think they're a really good side. They have played 38 games so far this season. That's the figure. Like, and you know, for obviously to come back against Southampton, they do brilliantly to come back against probably the third best in form side in the league actually in Southampton. But they lost the two previous. They obviously lose to Manchester United in a replay. They'd lost the game before that as well. So they are struggling, and their squad's not as big as ours. So the question marks are, well, do they need to rotate? They're out the cup, so probably not. Do Liverpool need to rotate? With us playing Shrewsbury, I don't think we do, and I don't think that helps Wolves. I think had we come up against somebody else in the cup, and no disrespect to Shrewsbury here, because anything can happen, you know, we know that. But Liverpool, I think, are guaranteed to play their starters against Wolves. And I don't think that helps Wolves. I don't think that helps any side.
They play good football as well, their Wolves. I saw goals on Sunday at the weekend and the football they played against Southampton. And I know Southampton...
There's a reason that Nuno Espirito Santo has been linked with loads of big jobs now. Like, he was one of the favourites for the Arsenal job. Yeah. And, time will tell how well Arteta does there. But I actually think he would have been a better manager for them to get. I think Wolves will go... Because they're level on points with Man United, aren't they? You know, they're competing for that fifth spot and finishing fifth and even pushing Chelsea close.
I think they can even go to top four, you know.
That's what I'm about to say. Like, that's not beyond the realms of possibility. They will be looking at Chelsea, who are in a bad run of form, and United, who, you know, their season's over now because they've just lost their cup final to us. So they'll be looking at that and going, we might be able to sneak in the back door here and get in the Champions League, Wolverhampton. I think they'll go full strength against us, and if anything, they'll rest a few in their cup game.
Well, they haven't. That's the point. Is they're out the cup, aren't they?
Oh, they out.
United knocked them out. I was just gonna draw two. Is that I think that you're right, Chris. In that I think both we can't rotate. really, because we're going to rotate at the weekend. So if you rotate, so anyone you rotate in, you're effectively almost writing out of the game with the weekend.
Half off as well, aren't they, basically?
So if you decide, if we decide that we're going to start Origi, then you're then probably asking them to go two games, or you decide, unless you decide you want to absolutely blitz Shrewsbury at the weekend and put them start
Saturday. Wolves are good because they're good against the top sides because of the counter attacking style of football that they play. You know, they tend to, they've drawn a lot of games. Is it 10 games they've drawn this year? 10 games, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they tend to struggle against teams that won't let them do that. Liverpool will let them do that. It'll match up quite nicely. It's why they've been able to beat Manchester City. But I'm not sure they can make top four for the simple fact that they've had too many games for a small squad.
Yeah.
But what I do like about Nuno Espirito Santo and this Wolves side in particular is it should be harder to do this season because everybody knows how they play football. And the fact is, if you can still do what you do and everyone's made to stop it or trying to stop it, it means you are a good side.
Yeah.
So the second season that they do it, first it's a surprise, the second it's not a surprise and they're still up there. Well, that means they're very good at what they do.
Well, you look at Leicester were a counter-attacking side, you know, did really well with it. But then you look at the players that they had that were functional in that regard. You know, you've got Danny Drinkwater just first time pinging balls over the top. Whereas you look at the players they've got, Neves, Moutinho in midfield, they've got Adama Traore, who's everyone's favourite player. All of a sudden, they've got good footballers throughout that side. So as much as we talk about them being a counter attacking side, they're fine having the ball. If they need to have the ball, they're fine to have it. I agree with you. I look through their team. I look at even Connor Cody. I got a couple of people had a comment on Twitter for this. I really like Connor Cody. Yeah. And no, I'm not suggesting that he is as good as Virgil van Dijk, because no one is. It'd be ludicrous to even suggest it. But like, our squad would be better for having a Connor Cody available to us. I hope he's capping this game, but I would be made up to see Liverpool bring him home.
I think Cody is, and I really don't want to slag any of our players off because of how good we are at the minute, but I do think Cody would be an upgrade on Lovren.
Yeah.
As a defensive option, mm-hmm. And it's I think ability wise, him and Lovren are probably at a very similar level, but I think the fact that he's a leader and he's captained this Wolves side from mm-hmm. the Championship into being a very, very, very good Premier League side now, that's what Liverpool need now, innit? They need players who, when they come in, can go, I can take a bit of weight on my shoulders here, yes. and take some responsibility. I do agree with you. I don't think they're going to end up in the top four, but I think they'll be looking at it as a club and a team and going, we could.
Oh, they have to set the targets there. Yeah, you're right.
There's going to come a point for them where they're either going to progress really far in the Europa League or it's all going to fall apart. And if they progress, they'll have to do what we had to do. You know, when we got to the final, you have to start making... you have to accept that you can't compete on two fronts. They might have to rotate a little bit more. But if they do really well and they go out heroically or whatever, it wouldn't shock me because, you know, all of a sudden, you know, they're carrying on. Like Chelsea getting knocked out, or Chelsea ended up, they've got the mentality where they'd be down in the dumps and disappointed. How do they pick themselves back up again? Whereas I wonder whether Wolves, you might end up in a situation where Wolves are actually just in a straight fight with a Chelsea, and who's got the best spirit, who's the team on the up. So I don't think we can discount them in that regard.
I'd like to see them in it, to be honest with you, because I wonder what sort of players they'll manage to pull in with that super agent if they have Champions League football as well. It'd be interesting to see.
It'd just be hilarious to end up with a top four with Leicester and Wolves in it. And you've got all like the Man United fans and Arsenal fans and Spurs fans and Chelsea fans who, you know, with this God-given right that they should be in there. That'd be a fucking brilliant summer of just heads rolling all over the place. People. But Twitter would be the most peaceful place I think it had ever been because nobody could say fucking anything.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
They don't have to shut up. I could happily
and
live in
if
that
they
world.
End
until
up
it turns out Wolves fans are all knobheads.
well, I thought the Wolves fans at Anfield were shite, to be honest with you. I thought they were dead annoying and a bit gimpish, so I've got no respect for Wolves fans.
And they trolled us mercilessly on the last game of the season.
Yeah.
When we thought we were winning the league.
Like, so I like Wolves' team and I like their manager and I like their style of play, but I think the fans are gimps.
there you go.
I'm not coming on tour to Wolves, so don't worry about it. yeah, if Wolves end up in that top four, it'll be, you know, through merit. Like, Leicester are there because they're the third best team in the league.
Yeah.
It's not a fluke. They are the third best football team in the Premier League at the minute. And I actually think Wolves are probably the fifth best. I think they're better than United. I just think that they've got a thin squad.
I'm going better fans out of Wolves and United.
It's like choosing which STD you want, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll go chlamydia. It's easy to get that out. Right. It's 6 months of antibiotics for the weekend.
We're going to talk about our Liverpool line up in a minute. But first, Adam, you're on tour.
I am on tour, yeah.
Not in Wolverhampton.
Not in Wolverhampton. Already done Wolves days. It was actually lovely. I love gigging in Wolves. I really do. But yeah, gimps. yeah, I'm going all over the place. AdamRowe.co.uk/shows. I've got shows in Manchester, Brighton, Bristol, Leeds, just on Newcastle, Liverpool. Yeah, obviously, most people watching, I imagine, will be from Liverpool, so that will be Thursday the 20th of February. But I'm going all over the place. Glasgow as well, Aberdeen. Go and check it out. And yeah,
if you had to pick a clip, good people to watch right now.
Well, actually, I put a clip on Facebook. It's on all my social medias, but I put a clip on Facebook that's about to hit 1 million views, I think. So that's quite cool. And I got heckled by some vegan guy at the comedy store in London, and it's gone a bit mad because in the comments there are vegans going, "I'm a vegan and this is horrible." And there's vegans going, "I'm a vegan, I find this quite funny."
Yeah.
And then there's people going, "Well, I'm not a vegan and all vegans are knobheads." And they're all just arguing with each other and Facebook's algorithm is just pushing it onto everyone's feed. It's like, this is really causing some debate, this video. It's on like 930,000 or something. I just wanted to hit 1 million. So if you want to go and watch that.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's put a clip of Adam in here. So don't take our word for it. I don't think it's weird for it because he's a fucking comedian. He just makes shit up for a living. Watch him, see if you find it funny, and then go and watch him on tour.
I think, right, if alcohol was invented today, none of us would drink it. You know what I mean? Like, if we'd just been drinking water and Sprite and Diet Coke, and Barry invented alcohol. And explained what it is to us, we'd get him fucking sectioned. "I've invented a drink, have you, Barry?" "Sound, lad, go ahead. Tell us about it. Is it good? Does it quench your thirst?" "Absolutely fucking not, no." "The more you drink, the more thirsty you get." "Thought this was meant to be a drink, Barry." "It fucking is." "Does it have any of the properties of normal drinks? Like, does it hydrate your brain like water? Am I going to be quicker, thinking sharp?" "Not really." "You're going to be very confident, though. You're going to come back from the toilet and say things to your mates like, 'We should start a band, I reckon.'" despite the fact Nonny is playing musical instruments. It sounds horrendous so far, Barry. Final question, are there any benefits? Long term? Not really, no. If you drink enough, you'll die, like. Short term? What about the next day? Am I going to feel good the next day? This is like borrowing happiness from tomorrow. You're going to get all of tomorrow's happiness today. Tomorrow you're going to be crying in your undies. Eating ham from the packet.
There you go, check out Adam. Where did they get tickets from?
adamrowe.co.uk/shows, adamrowe.co.uk.
Amazing. Me and Chris went a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? Or before, apparently, actually it was October, was it? You told
4th
me.
4th of October, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I got his name, you were like, I haven't seen you since. Good show. And I was like, because I've been here quite a few times since, but I don't, you haven't been around.
Best to stay clear. it was good. I had a really good time, so definitely go and check it out. Right, Chris, what are we doing for this game? Is it as simple as pick the same team again? From Man United?
Well, I'll tell you, Paul, you'll have to tune in to the starting 11 prediction.
What would you prefer?
Probably just to not do the starting 11 and say it's the same team. Mm. But, you know, views and algorithm, I'm going to put the same team out.
Liverpool playing against Wolves. Yeah, absolutely. It probably is that.
I'd love to see Minamino. I really want to see Minamino at this point. Like, and I know he's probably going to play against Shrewsbury and all that type of stuff. I just want to see him with the first team. That's what will excite me. It's great to see him with other lads and stuff like that, but I want to see what he'll do in this side.
Do you think there's a case here, Jack, where we work backwards a bit for this team? You start with what you want your team to be for Shrewsbury, and you say, who are all the lads that could really do with a start, who could really do with a proper run out? And then you work out who you can then... You've got... Left, which makes no sense because you can do it from both ways, I guess. Like,
I think the team for Wolves picks itself. Really, I think you've got to go strong, and we have to pick our strongest team. I think Fabinho will probably come back in, probably for Ox, and we'll do it like that. The league is much more important than the FA Cup, and I think we can beat Shrewsbury with whatever team we put out. Like you said, it will be a much changed side, and. But I think it won't be working backwards. It'll be pick our team for Wolves and then whoever for Shrewsbury.
For me, it's a bit of a situation, Adam, where I look at the midfield. So if you start Fabinho and then you say, well, Henderson then moves into midfield and then go, well, does that mean, okay, that probably means Lallana's starting in the six against Shrewsbury, which makes perfect sense.
You're forgetting about Kerrivea again.
Always.
Write him off at your peril.
At my peril, yeah. No,
can you imagine if Kerrivea just got a new contract and ended up like in the first team for next season?
Yeah, I'd be like, astounded. I really like him, by the way. I'm not going to sit here and think about a game.
There's no under 23 game next weekend as well, so the chances are there'll be a lot of under 23s.
I think you're right. I think Lallana's going to start against Shrewsbury. I think, you know, that's nailed on. I think he might get a few minutes against Wolves, but he won't start the game. I actually think Oxlade-Chamberlain will start against Shrewsbury as well. I think he'll be given this game off. Fabinho will come back in. And it will probably be a midfield of Lallana, Oxlade-Chamberlain and Chiravella against Shrewsbury. I would like to see Salah given this game off and starting against Shrewsbury.
Okay.
And just...
What have you got against Shrewsbury?
I've got nothing against Shrewsbury. What I have got is... I think we're at the stage now where... We can keep one or two players out of our league 11 because the bench is strong and Origi comes on and he makes a difference. And it's not like, he's coming on now. I think...
Be honest, you're doing this so that we can guard against those shit stats where Man United strikers have scored more goals than Liverpool strikers because they played loads of garbage opposition. What you want to do is you want to give Salah and Mane games against all the shit teams. So they can just boost all the goals up so that Bleacher Report or whoever throws that shit out can get in the bin.
That's why we played our strikers against United, Paul. And now they haven't got more goals than us.
Yeah, absolutely.
But now that we're in the fourth round of the FA Cup and it is Shrewsbury, like, you know, I think we're going to play a chunk of the kids. But I want a few first teamers in there because I want to win the game.
Yes.
I want to get into that fifth round. And I want to get another minnow. And, like, you know, I'm getting greedy. Because we're so far ahead in the league, I'm like, why can't we throw three or four of our first team in these cup games now and try and win it?
I wouldn't be surprised if Adrian, Matip, Lovren, Milner, Ox, Nico Lallana, I don't know how far away Keita is, but maybe Minamino all started against Shrewsbury.
Mm. Yeah. We were talking about 11 changes.
Curtis Jones will play against Shrewsbury as well, yeah, obviously.
I think in terms of youngsters, it'll probably only be Neco Williams, Chiravea, probably Curtis Jones that start against
maybe Elliot.
Maybe Elliot.
Depending on Chiquiri's
but fitness. It depends on like Minamino starting, that sort of thing. So I don't think it'll be many of the kids, but I think he'll still go.
It's an interesting choice, but like the Minamino was an interesting one, and Fabinho is an interesting one in that regard, and Curtis Jones as well, because we obviously see Curtis Jones on the bench at the weekend. I wonder whether there was a hypothetical situation if the game was comfortable where we brought him on
I think he would have, yeah.
Just to give him, you know, get him acclimatised again. But I think we're now in that situation where the Shrewsbury game is so close to this that anybody we feel is important for that game gets nowhere near. And it's only then a question of, Chris, having taken Firmino and Mane off and left Salah on, is that maybe could that you can see a situation, it probably won't be, they'll probably all start against Wolves because I think he will go best from forward, but that does open a very slight chance that Salah is actually rested for the Wolves game and you might see an Origi or whomever come in for that, but only a slight chance.
Yeah, a slight chance. Like, I mean, I really don't think it's going to happen, to be honest with you. I think it'd be more prudent to actually rest Henderson or Wijnaldum. Mm-hmm. And I'd probably pick one of those two lads if Fabinho was to come back in personally, because Henderson has played almost every game now, going back to Monterrey where he played like centre-half.
Just to check what you're saying here, though. So Fabinho comes in for, let's say, Henderson. Does Ox still come out for you for someone else?
No, I'd probably keep Ox in there or something like that, because Henderson consistently over the last sort of 3 years hasn't been very good. Hasn't played two games a week for a long time, whereas this period of the season he absolutely has.
Yeah.
He's been forced to. I don't know whether because it's Shrewsbury and he's going to get almost a week off, you just give him that and you ask him to play one more. I think we can afford to maybe take him out for this one.
You might see Fabinho and Lallana coming for this game.
Yeah.
And then Henderson and Ox both play against Shrewsbury.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's worth considering. I think the fitness of Milner is going to be the big deciding factor on who does and who doesn't play, because I think we'll like... And look, Lallana and Ox experience might be more than enough for Shrewsbury, but you wonder whether Milner would... A fit Milner's an absolute shoo-in to start that game, whether it's a left-back or in centre-mid. In his absence, does he think... I'd want Henderson in there just to have some lad that everyone can turn to and go, he's the leader of whatever's happening.
I think the other player that I'd maybe consider resting now is Trent. You know, because... And I know, again, it comes back to it, we've got Shrewsbury at the weekend after Wolves, but if you've got Matip and you've got Lovren, maybe we could just see Joe over on that right-hand side just to give him a little bit of time, because he's still a young kid.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he needs it right now, but he'll be better for it in 3 weeks or 4 weeks' time for giving Trent a game
on. I think there's like a 0.01% chance that Trent misses Wolves because, because like we need him.
Yeah.
This is still a massive... important game, and he is absolutely not going to play against Shrewsbury with Neco Williams being there. And you know, just to pick up on Neco Williams, I fought against Everton, he was so good because I think he's being moulded in to Trent.
I think
it's like, you see what he's done, got into the first team, made the position his own, and he's bombing forward and making these crosses and not scared to have a shot.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, but it's mad, isn't it, that I'd have put Keanu Hoover above him in the pecking order, but he's not, for whatever reason, he's just not. And I think there's a situation, any normal situation, where Gomez probably would, based on what we know, would still be classed as the understudy for right back, but it wouldn't shock me if we never saw Gomez play right back, barring major,
it'd be a good thing.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of major injuries.
There's lads there that can do the job. I mean, Henderson can do it. I think that would be silly now. Fabinho's obviously done it for Brazil. He could probably come in and have a game there, decent delivery on him and all that type of stuff. I think it's important to find someone to just spell Trent in the Premier League at some point.
Yeah.
I do agree with Adam. I don't think it's likely, but you know, I'm an idiot, and if I was the manager, I would.
Yeah, absolutely.
To be fair, Klopp said in his presser the other day about that Trent might need a rest at some point. He did refer to that himself, so it is a possibility. But it's like you say, I don't think Wolves is necessarily the game to do that.
I think
you've got to do it. Sorry, Paul. I think you've got to do it before the Champions League starts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if you're gonna give them an extended break, I know they get that week off and all that. Like, but I do feel like now's the time to do it, because
barring no replay.
Yeah. So you come in and you're playing Champions League midweek against Atletico, and then you're playing Premier League games that you have to win. Trent is playing 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games on the bounce 2 a week.
We're going
to
start.
And I don't think Nico Williams is there yet. So I think he has to get the rest in before that.
Yeah, once we get through this, we've talked about like Liverpool's fixture run. Wolves, Shrewsbury, West Ham rounds out the month. And then when you're into February, Southampton, Norwich, and then you've got the Atletico game, you can... They're teams that you should be able to do a little bit of rotation in if you need to, but you're dead right. I think Wolves are the last... truly, I mean, look, Southampton.
Wolves are the best team on that run.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Wolves away as well, in particular, makes that our hardest game leading up in the build-up to the Atletico game. But once we get through this, I think then the focus becomes, how do we just spin these plates such that we are in... You always talk about it with, like, Serena Williams at a peak. How do you make it such that when you get to the biggest occasions, you're... All at the absolute fire. peak of your powers.
And like the sports scientists will be working on it and all that type of stuff. So I think I've done all right making this show longer, Paul.
Yeah. There's a temptation to put 10 Adam clips in and just shit off for a bit. Like,
here's another one right now.
there's knock effort. not until you start sorting us out with free tickets, you prick.
You can have some free tickets.
I'd rather show my support by paying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get some new material and I'll pay.
There's 5 minutes of new stuff. Got this brand new joke about midgets. Little people.
And something about nearly dying in the car crash. It might go in.
It might go in. We'll see. We'll see how ready I can get that routine. Absolutely. By the 20th of February.
Yeah.
Adam.co.uk /shows.
Everyone in Liverpool throws McMuffins at you.
Why? Why do you want this?
Get up in Mackie's cap.
I'll bring them in.
Just stand outside the door with Mackie's uniforms on.
Who's getting a hash brown at 8 o'clock at night?
We'll buy them in the morning. I'll go and buy them for the lads, hand them out to the front row, and when you come out, you record them Liverpool show.
No.
Okay. It's a very which one are you recording?
Brighton.
Too far away.
it's a very niche in joke hall list, but yeah, Adam doesn't like McDonald's and hates everyone who works there. So just in case you're wondering,
that's the full story.
There is no more story.
Yeah, there's
that.
Nothing else to be said to add to that.
Right.
Is that deleted the tweet?
Huh?
What tweet? Jack, what score do you think the game's going to be?
6-0.
Oh, fuck off, Adam.
2-1.
2-1.
Okay.
3-1.
Okay. I think 1-0 or 2-1, I agree. This has the hallmarks of that game where, having gone through so many different ways of winning football matches, I feel like we're probably due another 91st minute, like, centre-back coming up and bobbling one in and having limbs all over the place. Like, so,
it'll be 6-0 now. Watch.
Five, great. If I'm anti-jinxing it, then the long way continue. Right, yeah, let us know your thoughts in the comments section below. Let me know what your starting 11 would be if it was up to you, what your score prediction is, and, yeah, make sure you head over and book your tickets to see Adam live and in person. And if you want more from us, make sure you go to theredmentv.com and sign up on the website for loads of great additional content each and every week between now and Liverpool inevitably winning the 19th league title. Lads, thanks very much.
That sounded so good.
It was a great outro.
Thanks very much, everyone, for watching, for listening, and for subscribing. We'll see you all soon. Ta-ra.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.